Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some winter safety tips and all the upcoming extension programming, like our annual McPherson County Cow-Calf School, Thursday, February 19th, starting at 6 p.m. But first, winter storm season has arrived, and we are kicking off the year with a massive storm system, which has stretched over thousands of miles across the United States. This storm has affected both the northern and southern states, many of which are unprepared for the snow and ice. Knowing how to stay safe is critical, especially if you're in an area that you're likely to lose power. Winter storms like this bring snow, sleet, ice, and hail, capable of knocking out power, whiting out roads, and causing a variety of issues for homeowners and community members. Here are some critical steps you can take to help your family stay safe. Drive only if it's needed. Provide shelter, water, and increased food for our outside furry friends and livestock. Of course, this is a difficult time to manage livestock. Human safety is always the first priority, but cattle, sheep, goats, horses and pigs, along with chickens, also need additional care. Make sure that all exhaust vents on your house are free from snow and be careful when walking outside your house. Most hospital visits come from slips and falls this time of year. Limit entry to your refrigerator if the electricity goes out. And always check on your neighbors to make sure that they're getting along okay. In our community events, the McPherson County Conservation District is hosting its annual meeting tonight with the awards ceremony at 6:30 at the 4-H building here in McPherson at 710 West Woodside. Kansas State's Casey Olson will be presenting the program on Old World Bluestem. Call for RSVPs for tonight's program. On Tuesday, the Flickner Innovation Farm Team invites you to a winter meeting to learn more about their on-farm projects, technology, and natural resources used. This local program is set for January 27th from 9 till 3 at the Inman Community Building, 406 East Center in Inman. Lunch will be provided. Many topics will be covered, along with a producer panel for discussion and questions. RSVP today by calling Amanda at 785-313-3462. In my garden news, in case cabin fever has Kansas gardeners longing for the warmer days, there's good news. January marks an early opportunity to get some vegetables and flower seeds started. Weather like this is brutal, but planning for and starting vegetables and flower transplants from seed can make this a much more interesting time of year. KSE outlines the steps needed to purchase and plant seeds indoors. Here are some recommendations. Purchase high-quality seed and obtain your seeds from a reputable source. You should know the target date for transplanting outside and the number of weeks needed to grow the transplant indoors. Sowing the seed. Do not use garden soil to germinate the seed. It is too heavy and may contain disease organisms. Use a medium made especially for seed germination. Additional tips include keeping seed moist and growing the seeds in appropriate lighting and temperature conditions. A little TLC also helps. Remember, plants react to movement, so brushing over the plants with your hands stimulates them to become more stocky and less leggy. Try 20 brushing strokes per day, and then move your plants outdoors prior to transplanting so that they will become hardened off to the sun and the wind. Start about 2 weeks before transplanting and gradually expose the plants to the outside conditions. In my cow-calf news, I would like to invite everyone to our annual McPherson County Cow-Calf School with the Steak Supper Meal. This educational program will be held February 19th at the 4-H building here in McPherson. Dr. Daryl Peel, Oklahoma State Extension, will be our keynote speaker. So plan now to attend the annual Cow-Calf School as we will start the night off with a $15 Kansas City Strip Steak Meal, with the steaks coming from Joe Allen of Canton Walkers and cooked by our good friends at Mid-Kansas Co-op. This program has a long tradition of being one of the top Kansas State Extension programs in the state. One can register by contacting the Extension office. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.